Over here. Kum learn a black gemara if you zayin him and alos masecht erchin. Tanya we learn top of the page. Rabbi Lezer Agadol Leimer. Rabbi Lezer Agadol says, Boyirei come and see. Sorry, il molei bo hakodesh baruch hu. Im Avram vishol yakev bedin. If the Yivashe would have come to the Ovis with justice or was trying to rule them or rule them, en yichon lamav netecha. They also couldn't withstand the techa. Shnema. The reprimand. And we're talking about Teche Hitilna. So now it says, after now, so you have to stand up. Yishavta Eschem, I will judge you. With Hashem, for the Eibishter is called Tzidkes Hashem. The ways of Hashem. Asher Osa, Eitchem, I did with you. Es Aveseichem, and we did the ancestors. And we did the ancestors as well. So we see that what that, anyway, so if the Eibishter would have judged them as well, they wouldn't be able to withstand the Teichosh. What does it mean? This is the generation and its leaders. This is the grandson of Yehuda HaNasi and the Rabban. Chadama one says, Doid Lifi Parnas, that a community is a reflection of the rabbi. That's what the rabbi they get is the rabbi they deserve. That's a reflection of the community. So what do you mean? That if the people are good, the rabbi is good, or the rabbi is good, the people are good. The Marsavari, my little daughter, my little part of the community, the good community, then the Rav will become good. Or Marsavari, my little partner, my little vaket. If the Rav is good, the people are good. Or you could sit Kyo, but sit Kyo. David Mila, see Kyo himself, that he was good. Of the Dore, love him, Mila. His generation wasn't good. Of the Hoyokum, what about Yoyokum? What about Yoyokum? The Raya before on top of the page, but the Ovis says it said Tzidkes. It doesn't say the word Mishpat, it said Tzidkes. The only way that he's able to judge the Eden was because Abishah was being generous. And he includes Avasechim in that as well. That means Avraham Yaakov also Abishah has to be generous with. It's okay. Abishah, it says, it's called Tzidkes Hashem. Abishah judged us in his generous way, rather than through harsh justice. Putting him on the back, Yoakim and Yoakim Fakert, love him, he wasn't good. That's why he was conquered by Yeruchadatza. The first year on his reign, the Dorei have in Maile, but the generation were good. This is what it says. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of the reign of Yoyakum, and Yoyakum's father Yeshio, it says in Tanakh, was an unbelievable tzaddik, and he like made a carbon paste that never happened before. He did things that never happened before, or sukkah never happened before. So, but his son Yoakum was not. Melech Yehuda, Bikish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hachzir, Esa Olam, L'Toyu. Because they used the word Bereishis. The Eibishter wanted to have enough. He wanted to destroy the world to Toyu Voy for him, because of what he did. Bishvil Yoakim, because of Yoakim himself. Kivan, however, Shenestakel B'Doyri, he looked around at the people of Nisi Ashradite, he felt better, because the people were good. So we see here what? That there's no relation between the Rav and the people. Again, he wanted to destroy the world in the times of Yo, because both of them, it says Bereishis. As soon as he looked at Yo, this Yashvat night, he felt better. So we see that there's no relationship between the Rav and the thing. A Rav, if his, I'm not talking about Taylor Mitzvah, I'm talking about the personality. If the Rav personality is a nice guy.
Who changes the
Girsa
to
Kiyohu
there?
Rashi adds Kiyohu.
Because the
Girsa
is...
Yoakim.
But it doesn't make a lot of sense,
though,
does it?
Rashi says both. If you look at Rashi, he'll use... Maishnod Yoakim Vitzik Kiyohu Bereishis. If you should be half a Maishnod Bereishis be mayhem. He wanted to destroy. That's it. After Yoakim, his son Yoakim became king for a few years, and then after that, the Mechanetza put on Tzikyo to be the king. So what's the relationship between the Rav and his community regarding his character? If the Rav is a nice guy, then the people are nice. And if the that's the machlekes. One opinion says if the Rav is nice, the people are nice. The Rav is mean, the people are mean. Another opinion is pufaket. If the people are not nice, then the Rav does not become nice. So who's a reflection of who? And the nafkamin is can the people have kindness to the Rav and it's their fault that he's the way he is in character. He's not a nice guy. Next Pedik. Has to, yeah, a little before that, by Erchin, if you cannot afford, you have to pay a minimum of a shekel. But when it comes to Neder, it makes no difference. You got to pay the whole amount.
I just missed the ending there. What's in the took from
him? Nice guy. A guy has an anger, has tantrums, or he's very easy to, he's very easy for, to forgive. You know, the character, not personality, not mitzvahs.
Midas of the generation.
Midas, yes, but not the mitzvahs. Yeah. Because Taylor mitzvahs, people don't necessarily follow the Rav, and the Rav don't necessarily follow the people. When it comes to personality, character, one is a reflection of the other. Question: who's a reflection of who? So Hesed, yeah. When it comes to affording, when it comes to however I make a normal zdoka, even if you cannot afford it, you still owe the money forever. No statute of limitations. So the Mishnah says Hesed Yad Ben Noided. The Hesed, yeah. When we decide if you can afford or not, it depends on the one who made the neder. Now, even though it's Ben Noided, more explaining, it means the one who made the erchim. Not talking about neder. Because by neder, there's no such thing as affording. You always owe it, the money. Vashanim, and the years is benidah. You know, depending what year you are, that's what the tailor gives a value. That depends on not the person who made the erchin, but the person on the receiving end. The erchin, when it comes to erchin, benerach, comes to the gender, comes to the nerach, whoever that person is, man, woman, doesn't matter who the person is making the erach, the person is on the receiving end. And also, the, if you, let's say, you're under 19 and then you become over 20 or whatever it is, it depends on what you are, bizmana erach. When you made erich, you can say erki alai, you're 19 years old, so your value is 1. By the time you paid, you're over 20. But don't say, oh, well, now you're over 20, you got to pay a higher value. Hesig yad benoy the case. What do you mean? Oni shehedech es ha'osher. Let's say you're a poor man, but you were made a rich man. And we don't say, oh, you got to pay the price of the rich man. You pay whoever you are. Nice and erich, honey, you pay the amount of money, which is 1 shekel. If an osher is made and the person he's made is an oni, it doesn't matter. You have to pay the full value. Nice and erich osher. Ava b'kabonis, ain't it came when it comes to kabonis, it's not so. Hadisha Omar, he says, karbonis shal mitzayit is a lie. When it comes to kabonis, it's different. If he says, I take upon myself the karbon of this mitzayit a lie, hoyim mitzayit oni, the mitzayit oni, regardless of who you are, you're taking on his karbon, maybe karbon oni. And usher, if the person receiving is an usher, it doesn't matter who you are, you might be poor, maybe karbon usher, you always got to bring a karbon usher. Rabbi Yemer, Rabbi says, I agree with you to that part, but not completely. I hold that erchin is similar to a carbon. Erchin is the same thing, even though you said erchin depends on who made the vow. Because let's understand the swara. Why, Taka, the example you gave is totally unrelated to erchin. Why? Because in the case of erchin, when I say that the shmedel is erchin I'm going to give, what does that shmedel have to do with it? Nothing. But if that guy is a mitzvah, he's the one that has to bring a carbon, and I'm taking on his chiv. So therefore, in a case of erchin, where I take on the other person's chiv, for example, a guy says, I'm taking my erich, I'm giving basic migdash, and another guy walked by and said, oh, and whatever he did, I'm taking on ours as well. So that'd be, well, just like a carbon then, because that guy's chayv a carbon, you take on his carbon, whatever he is, rich, poor. Ma'oni, osherich is a osher, nosh, erichon, if she ain't osher, chayv kum, it's not chayv anything. I will usher Shamar Erki Alai, but if a rich man said Erki Alai, but Shamar Onin, or a poor man heard, but Omar Masha Omar Zeh, Olai. No, you're saying, Olai, I take upon myself whatever he did. So even though you're a poor man, here we don't say, oh, a poor man, you can give a shekel. No, you're saying Erich Hashem, because you took him in. The Rabbanim, according to some Rishonim, agree, and according to other Rabbanim, argue, even in this case, always go after the Erich. First of all, Hasig Yad, but my Erich is received. It's what to do with the Neder, do with Erichin. My answer is, it doesn't pass, like, I should Tasig Yad, Hanoide, Yad, Echen, and Wakoim. The Teide calls him Hanoide, even though we're talking about an Erichin, so therefore the Mishnah uses the words of the Teide. For that reason also, saying, Gemara, Hashonim, Benide, Benerichu. This whole idea of years, nothing to do with the slave market, to do with the Teide fix, that's a Neder, not a Neder. I did Amr Hesse Yabinoid and Amr Hashan Vinidir. So I invited Hesse Yabinoid, the Kate said, Oni Sherech has Osher, Nosh Nerech Oni. If an Oni gave Osher, you give the Erech Oni in my time, but why? The Amr Krasn Apostolic, Asher Tasig Yad Hanoidir. It says in Apostolic, Asher Tasig Yad Hanoidir. The guy who made the Neder can afford. So it's clearly, Benoidir told the Rachman, depends on him. Avul be kabbonis eidu kain harish omer. If he said kabbonis shal mitzayda is a lie, that guy is mitzayda, and he's carbon. I take upon myself. Now we know by a carbon by mitzayda also depends. You know if he's rich or poor, what kind of carbon he brings.
But
he brings.
He's committed to the other guy's carbon. It's not.
No. I'm taking upon myself the same to bring the same kabbonis up on the base of Mikdash. But by mitzayda, there's a difference in carbon with the rich or poor.
Usher,
exactly.
Yeah.
So which carbon do I take? According to my value, or according to his value.
he's taking on his carbon.
So you take it on his value.
He's
if he's
with your value.
No, if he's poor and he's not bringing the full carbon, that's what I'm taking. That's how we learn Parshat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's nothing to do with the neider's value. It's to do with the value of the carbon.
Even though he himself is rich, doesn't matter. Because im dalhu amar rachmane v'loy dalhu. He said, even though the madira is usher, it doesn't matter because it says in pasuk. I'm going to ask a question. L'chayda, you're telling me that the guy who made the net is rich, he still has to get poor. L'chayda says im dalhu, the guy who the mitzvah originally only who him is dal v'loy dalhu. Who cared? But the guy who made the net is not dal, so why should he get exempt with it?
He's not a mitzvah.
No, but etzim the guy is chayva rich carbon. Only because the poor, the mitzvah is poor, he brings a poor carbon. And it says to me, dal who? Only that guy. What do you mean who and not who? What's that? But if another guy takes a neder and says, I'm going to take upon myself the carbon of that mitzvah, then who cares what the status of mitzvah is? If you're rich, you should bring a rich man's carbon. It's my question. Because you really chayv a rich carbon.
But he's not.
It's a pasuk. It's not a chayv. But you took it upon yourself, made a neder. And knowing that, the Torah clearly says, dal who? Who is an extra word? It's just of dal. By saying who, the Torah is limiting only him and not who. Not the guy who made a neder said, I'm taking upon myself his chiyuvim. I'm not taking his karm, I'm taking his chiyuvim.
So we'll.
Yeah. Maybe only on the person who said himself, Tayyar Rahman is. In other words, the real carbon is the full carbon. This is a compensation. This is a. You're getting some kind of a discount. So why should we give someone else a discount? It says. The Ein Yodem Masegis. What do you mean? We have to add the Ein Yodem Masegis. We're saying, Dal, we already know that. Telling you, Le Rabbe is a Noider. To tell you, to be Marbe, the Noider also cannot afford it. If the Noider cannot afford it, he pays a smaller amount. Ava Madiri Usher, so I'm going to ask, so what are you telling me? So what are you talking about, Ava? That if the Madi was a rich man, Hochinami, the Maisa Vashidis, you're right, I agree with you. Im Dalhu is telling you that only the Matrader, but if another guy is rich, who's making a nether, takes on him, he brings the rich man's carbon. And what is that? But if the guy who made the nether is poor, then he brings his own carbon because says im enyol nasegis. What do you mean? And not only the Matrader is poor, but if the guy who made the nether is poor, he'll get this dispensation. Pretty money came so my Abba began against the wise men should say become the any came because also sometimes we go after the person who made the nether if he's rich. So it says Chodah Amit Soida Oni Umadida Oni. One pasuk is one example is if the Matzoida is an Oni and the Madira is an Oni, then of course then the Madira makes a poor thing. Chodah Lemute Matzoida Asher. Where Madira Oni? But if the Mitzvah is an usher and the Madira is Oni. Yeah. We say Kabbanis is different. If the Mitzvah was an usher, he brings a carbon usher. Even though that he's talking about an Oni. No, when do we say that he taka potter is if he himself is an Oni? If he himself is an Oni in all circumstances, by Mitzvah also he's potter. But if he's an usher, he's different than Erechin. Because if the Mitzvah himself was an Oni, what happens then? If the Mitzvah was an Oni and the Madira was an Oni, he brings a carbon Oni. But if let's say the Mitzvah was an Oni, but the Madira was an Usher. Then we or forget if the Mitzvah was an usher and Madira was an Oni. Over here we say since the Mitzvah is an usher, you can't say, oh, I'm an Oni, I should be poor. Because since you took upon yourself the Chiyuv of the usher, you're chayv. Not like by Erechim, we don't look at the Nidr, we look at the Madir. Because that I never thought, Hoyil v'Yisrabim. So what do you mean, Kukkabas Enikain, that if the Mitzvah was an usher, what do you say right now? How is it different that if the Mitzayda was an usher and the Madid was an Oni, he brings a carbon usher? And that's different than Erchin. Because I would have thought, Hoyil, he said, but since we are learning that an Oni from the Ein Yodim, if he cannot afford it by Mitzayda, he's potter. I would have thought, even in this case also, he's an Oni. Who cares if the Mitzayda is an Oni? If the Mitzayda himself is an usher, you, the Noidi, was an Oni. Kamashalon, that in this case, since you knew the Mitzvah was an usher, and yet you say, I'm taking upon myself his chiyuv, even though you're poor, you have to pay the poor man's carbon, which is very different than Erechim, the rich man's carbon. Hoyle v'Yisrabi Kamashalon, we say that was different. Fisha Matzina be'Erechim, we find by Erechim, Oni Sheherich Esa Usher, if an Oni was Marech an Usher, Noisin Erech Oni, Yochel Avze Ken, we thought the same thing over here. Tam Aleimer, it says, Im Dal Hu. It says in Pasuk, Im Dal Hu, if he's poor, who? Only by the case of only the Mitzvah himself, and not the person who made the Nether. So which is the case that a Mitzvah is different than Erechin is if the Mitzvah himself is an usher, and the Noider is an Oni? When it comes to Erechin, who cares on the receiving end what he is? You're an Oni, we work out on a scheme of arrangements. But when it comes to a Mitzvah, if the guy is a rich, the Mitzvah is a rich man, even though the Noider is an Oni, you took upon yourself his Chiyuvim, you have to now pay the full amount. Ul Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, the Amor says, he says that Erechin is the same thing. Alma, Omar, he holds a bosach, you the gavzlin, and that he'll be look also at the person that you're making a neder about, so the Mitzvah himself. Let's say, so he says you don't even need a posse. Well, you're saying he's using the whole posse to tell you the Mitzvah is usher, but the guy, if the Mitzvah is an oni and the guy is an oni, you give Torah an oni because you look at the Mitzvah himself, who he is. But if the Mitzvah is an usher, that's when we don't care what the neder was, you have to pay the full amount. So according to Rebbe, he says, Pashto Svore, what's he do with passing with Dalav Ola Tzicha Kro Lamute? Who, Lamute Mai, who come to teach you? He says, Lamute Mitzayda Oni Madiri Asher. What happens if the Mitzayda is an Oni? Faket. The Mitzayda is an Oni and the Madi is an Asher. In this case, it says, who, only him. Because I would have thought, Rebbe says, you follow the person on the receiving end. Well, the guy in Mitzayda is a poor man. I should also only have to give the carbon to a poor man. Mashallah, I'm going to have to pay the full price. Next mission.
Asher never gets away with the cheap carbon.
More or less. What happened when you were a poor man when you made the neder, then you became rich? Or Asher, before you gave the money, you became rich. What kind of, what do you give then? Od faket, Asher, you were rich when you made the erech, but you became poor before you actually gave the money. Is nice and erech, Asher. In both cases, he gave the erech of an Asher. Because we don't care, since you were rich at one juncture, we don't care whether it was the beginning or the end, you have to give the money to a rich man. Rabbi Yudai Mirna says, what about Oni, Vehezhe, Vechozvani? You were poor, you became rich sometime, then you became poor again. In this case over here. So you started out poor and you ended up poor, but in the middle you're rich. What do you give, a rich man's or a poor man's? So the Chacham hold, you give a poor man. Because say in the time you made the Erech, and say the time when you have to pay, you were poor. I don't care, you were rich sometime in the middle. However, Yudah says, Oni, Vehesha, Vechaza, Veheni, Noisin, Erech, Hashi. You still have to give a rich man's value. Why? Because there was some period that you were rich, and the Pasuk says, Vimachuv, you're poor all the way through. Ava bekabonis, but bekabonis ain't a cane. Bekabonis is not the same thing. For example, if the Mitzvah was rich, so you have to bring a rich carbon, but then you became poor by the time you got to the base of Migdash, or you were poor and then you got to rich by the time you got to the base of Migdash. We look at the time you bring the kabonis. We don't care what you were like when you became a Mitzvah. We look now when you bring the kabonis. Are you an Oni? Are you an Usher? Ava bekabonis ain't a cane. We said already, if you can afford an animal, you can't afford an animal. You bring a bird. If you can't afford a bird, you bring then flower offering. Yeah. What do you call it? Then you go further. I feel a mace of if his father died, he left him $10,000. If his father died, the father of this Marek died, and he left him a use of $10,000, but the Gemara will explain he didn't get it yet. It's going to happen. His father's a goises. The fact is, right now, you don't have the money. Just because you can have the money tomorrow, if right now you don't, it's not accessible, you're not a rich man, you're a poor man. We believe in real, you know, real thing, not potential. Okay, I feel a mess of he's about to leave him $10,000. Oh, he's finosa, but he has a ship in the water, but he has nothing in it because he rents it out, and he's about to be paid rent. But ain't mishalem esel b'soif. He's a bolay, but a vuas, he'll come with tens of thousands or a lot of money. Ain't lehegdi b'klum. Hegdish has nothing from it. He's still a poor man right now. He's still a poor man right now. Just quick a few lines. Oni v'heshir. If he's poor, became rich. It says, Asher tasik. Maybe we'll stop here. We'll start doing more tomorrow. Come here, John.